Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Thank you for tuning into the program Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. It is our privilege to have you. You know, with all the evil and wicked things we see and hear happening in our nation and indeed the world, one wonders if the hearts of men can be changed. Can the coldness and the hardness of men and women be changed? Well, today's message will shed light on our questions as we listen now to an excerpt from Pastor Muirhead entitled, Can Men's Hearts Be Changed? Let's give a listen.
Now, I want to speak a little about the work of the Holy Spirit on the hearts of men. On the hearts of men. Remember now that when Adam sinned, man's heart became hardened, right? That those men who raped those five females, obviously their hearts are like rock. They have they have the heart of an animal, but some animal don't stay so. Right? But their hearts are as hard as rock. The question is, can their hearts be changed? Can their hearts and the hearts of other men and women whose hearts have been hardened, can their hearts be changed? And the answer is yes. Amen? And John chapter 16 explains that to us. It says in verse 8, let's look in our Bibles. When he comes, Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Amen? Convict. The word convict, another word that is used is convince. Now, when people came to me and said, before I was saved, and I said, you need to be saved. I would say, saved from what? Because as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with me. Everything is all right. They are the ones who are kooky. That's how I used to look at it. Amen? But the Holy Spirit is the one that comes and convinces us that we are sinners and that we need a Savior, who is Jesus Christ. Amen? And you need to remember that. You need to remember that as you pray for people, because the Bible says that in the last days the hearts of men shall wax cold. Doesn't mean that they can't be saved. But their hearts are gonna wax cold. Amen? And it is the work of the Holy Spirit, not our mouths. Although we need to tell them about Jesus. Amen? But the words that we share with them, you know, by our intellect or by our reasoning, that can't save them. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that saves people. Amen. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that saved me and saved you. He's the one who convinced us that we are sinners and that we need a Savior. Amen. So, He convicted us of sin. It says in verse 9, in regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. Amen. Can you imagine that? Somebody will say, burn Jesus. I don't want to hear anything about Jesus. Somebody will mock a preacher, mock a Christian and laugh at them. And say they're wasting their time. And the Holy Spirit will come on that person's heart and change that person's heart. And that person turn a preacher. Eh? Isn't that wonderful? That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? So understand this. We are to partner with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And He's the one who will convince people. Our job is to pray for them. You know, I heard a preacher last week. I was listening to a radio program. A Christian radio program. A preacher was preaching. And he said, prayers soften the hearts of men. And I said, wow, that's a pearl. I just took all of that and I said, I love that. I love the angle that was coming from. I like the perspective that brought. Amen. Prayer softens the hearts of men. Praise God. So you know somebody who tough like rock? Praise God. You don't need detergent. You need prayer. Amen? Because prayer softens the hearts of men. Amen? We don't need a program. Every day, you know, I watch television, I hear about what's going on in this church or that church, and you know, thoughts come to me, you know, Pastor, you need some new programs, you need some dynamic programs, you need some programs that can catch the eyes of the young people and so. No, I'm not knocking programs, but can I tell you something? Program can't save nobody. The Holy Ghost. Amen? I keep saying, on the day of Pentecost, there was no program. There was no program. There was a move of the Holy Spirit. Amen? There was a move of the Holy Spirit. I have been through programs. The only person that we need to program now is the Holy Ghost. And the only way to program the Holy Ghost is to pray. Amen? Praise God. You know, Jesus, it's interesting, you know, that Jesus said to His disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. The Holy Ghost came down. They spoke in tongues. They were empowered. And guess what? Then they devised programs. They had evangelistic programs. Amen. They had the power. And they had evangelistic programs. You know what is happening now? Churches are having evangelistic programs and they don't have any power. And so nothing happens. Amen? They spend thousands of dollars. They have dancers dancing. They have, you know, people singing, all kind of thing going on. And at the end of the program, not one soul saved. Amen? We need to tarry in Jerusalem until we be endued with power from on high. Praise God. I remember when we started this church and we were over the schoolyard there. Amen. We had no program. The first service, we had no organ. We had no light. We had no window. We had no door. All we had was, Lord, help us. And the Holy Ghost came down. A demon was cast out. And the person was saved, healed, and delivered. We had no program. But we had a fear and trembling before God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God worked. Praise God. And praise God. That person is still here. She's here. Hallelujah. We know that when God saves you, I'm Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the first convert in Upper Room Community Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And if I remember right, she never want to come to church either. Never really want to come to church. Amen. But God, you see, the Holy Ghost can convince us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Amen. Praise God. Are you with me? Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. So, convince us of sin. Amen. And the Holy Spirit does that. Then it says, of righteousness. It says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Who's that? That's talking about Jesus. Amen. We do not become righteous because of our acts or our deeds or our utterances. We become righteous because God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us. In other words, Jesus took our place. We should have died on the cross, but Jesus took our place. And he became sin for us. It says, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen? Isn't that amazing? Without doing anything, without saying anything, we became the righteousness of God because Jesus became sin for us. Although he had no sin, he took our place. Amen? He took our sin and we took his righteousness and became righteous in God's sight. But we have to accept what he did to become righteous. Amen. We have to acknowledge, yes, Jesus did that for me. Not, the Bible says, we were not saved by works of righteousness. I don't care how much times you have sung on the choir, how many times you have cleaned the church, how many times you have told people about Jesus, that cannot make you righteous. And we need to understand that. Amen. Jesus is the only one that can make us righteous. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes we see a youth work hard for Jesus. And we say, boy, that the youth are righteous, see? That don't make him righteous. Amen. It's Jesus who makes us righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, we have to end it right there. But this message brings hope. It brings good news as it answers the questions we started out with. Can the hearts of men and women be changed? Can the hardness of men be changed? And the answer is yes. God the Holy Spirit can convince the most vile, the most wicked among us of our wicked and evil ways. The Holy Spirit is the one who convinces us of sin and of our guilt of wrongdoing. Let us pray then for our loved ones, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our communities. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will convict the hearts of men and women of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Let us pray right now. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you became sin for us. We thank you that you took our place on the cross and have made a way for us to be forgiven of our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the work of the Holy Spirit, who convicts us of when we do wrong and can change even the most wicked of hearts. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I loose the bands of wickedness set up over us as a people. I undo the heavy burdens. I set us free from every spirit of oppression, and I break every yoke of bondage to sin from over our lives. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to convict hearts of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name, and we thank you for answering our prayers now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you once again for tuning into our broadcast tonight. You can call us, give us your prayer request at 969-7992 or 809-5267. The lines are open for the next half an hour. We look forward to hearing from you. Tell someone about the program. Invite them to tune in next week. So until then, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead of Upper Room Community Church, located at 39 Shortwood Road, wishing you all a blessed good evening.